a lot of people were shocked by the glyphosate findings in the common bread products. These results were published by the state of Florida, and they showed that certain brands of store-bought bread have seemingly crazy high levels of glyphosate, such as 191 parts per billion in some of them, and maybe 170 parts per billion in others, and then different brands had lower levels, like 10 or 11 parts per billion. I'm concerned about the 190 parts per billion. That seems sort of alarmingly high. And I'm a food scientist, and thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And you may know that I run a food science lab, and I have for, I don't know, what's it been, almost 15 years now? And I actually developed a method for testing for glyphosate. Anyway, the thing you need to know in all of this is that USDA organic does not mean glyphosate free. In fact, the organic certification process for the USDA, which I'm quite familiar with, does not require any glyphosate testing whatsoever. Now, very few people are aware of this. It's a shock to most people to find out that USDA certified organic requires no testing for heavy metals, glyphosate, atrazine, frankly, for anything. Because the organic standard under USDA is not a standard of cleanliness or purity. It's simply a certification of the process of farming. What it means is that the USDA, through its various certifiers, is guaranteeing that the farmer has not sprayed glyphosate on his or her crops. It doesn't mean the crops don't contain glyphosate. Crops can contain glyphosate from lots of sources, including, of course, just the wind carrying glyphosate from the field next door, but also in the water supply. The irrigation can impart glyphosate into various foods and crops. So, unless you're testing for glyphosate, you don't really know how much is in it. That makes sense, right? You don't really know. And a lot of these brands out there, like the bread brands with names, brand names that have the word nature or natures or natural, things like that in the product name. So you assume, oh, it's a natural sounding brand. It must be clean. That's the assumption. But it turns out that's false, because they can name their company anything. Just having a name doesn't equal certification, doesn't equal cleanliness or lab testing. And as far as I know, there are no bread companies in America that test anything for glyphosate. Now, maybe they do behind the scenes, and I'm not aware of it, but I've never heard of any company conducting glyphosate testing for their own bread products. Now, in my lab, we test everything for glyphosate. It's one of our routine tests. So if you actually want clean food that has been tested for heavy metals and glyphosate and many other things, including E. coli and Salmonella, shop with us. HealthRangerStore.com is where you find clean food. Guaranteed clean food, because, in fact, I showed you the lab tour video just the other day of our new laboratory facility. It's a multi-million dollar lab building that's larger than most university labs. It's extraordinary. Now, we don't make bread, but if we did make bread, what we would do is when we acquire the wheat berries, we would test the wheat berries before we use them to make the bread. And that's what we do with our own products. You know, we test the raw materials coming in before we use them in a formulation. Because obviously, if the raw materials are contaminated, then the final product is going to be contaminated. So what's happening is these bread companies are just buying whatever probably the cheapest wheat is they can find, wheat berries. And they don't test it. They don't know how much glyphosate is in it. So it goes into the mix. You know, it's in the mixer bowl, and then they're baking the bread, and they make the bread, and it's on the shelf, and nobody ever tested it. Even if it's certified organic, the USDA never tested it, nor did the FDA. Now, occasionally the FDA does spot check production of certain types of foods. For example, they will show up from time to time. They've done this at our facility, and they'll just show up and say, oh, we're going to take a sample of this and that and whatever we want, and you're going to quarantine this for 2 weeks while we test it. And then we're going to come back and tell you if you can release it from quarantine. And as we've explained to the FDA in the past, said, well, we already tested it, and here's our test results. So you don't need to go through this exercise because we already know it's clean. And, you know, here's our lab, here's our test results. And the FDA is like, we don't care. We're going to test it. We're just going to disrupt your business because, you know, we're terrorists. You know, that's what the FDA does. We're terrorists. We run around the country terrorizing small businesses. So we end up having to put that stuff into quarantine for a couple of weeks. And then the FDA comes back and says, yep, it's clean. We're like, yeah, we know. We already know because we tested it before you tested it. But they don't care. However, you could argue that what they're doing does make sense for some companies if there are food manufacturers out there that are bad faith operators, let's say, like a peanut butter maker that gets a discount on a bunch of peanuts because it's laced with aflatoxins. Or E. coli, for that matter. Like, here, oh, discount peanuts. Yeah, somebody like crapped all over the peanuts. So it's like peanut feces brew, and it's at a discount today. And some peanut butter company, you know, some small brand maybe, will buy that up. It's like, oh, we saved a bunch of money. Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's not even peanut butter. It's poo butter. And it kills old ladies, you know, who eat it, and it has the E. coli in it. And then the especially the elderly get sick and die. So the FDA showing up and testing their product, you could argue that, well, okay, maybe that establishes some level of safety. Okay, but I would argue that the court system already makes companies pay dearly if they are bad faith operators using contaminated raw materials. Nevertheless, this is how the system works. But then again, the same FDA that claims it's keeping peanut butter safe will approve toxic vaccines that killed 1.5 million Americans. So kind of takes all the air out of their argument that, oh, we're saving lives and protecting people's health. No, you're not. You're just killing people. And you're approving toxic, deadly bioweapons that also kill people. So no, if there were no FDA, we'd all be better off in the aggregate. Yeah, there might be some poo butter that slips through from some unscrupulous operator out there, but they wouldn't stay in business for very long because, you know, the internet and the word would spread. So really, we don't need the FDA anymore like we used to. Nevertheless, I'm getting off topic. The point is, the USDA doesn't test. The FDA largely doesn't test. Occasionally they do. And most of the manufacturers of food products also do not test. So, and this can affect organic also. So if you're buying food from a grocery store, I mean, it's like a minefield. It's a minefield of toxins. You never know what you're going to get. It's like Forrest Gump and a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Jenny, I was running and running and running. Sorry, that's my Forrest Gump impression. Me and Jenny, we was like peas and carrots. All right, enough Forrest Gump. Tom Hanks there. Anyway, you get the idea. The food supply is a treacherous vortex of unsafe substances and toxins. And if you want clean food, you got to get it from companies that actually do the testing. So, I mean, that's us for sure. You know that. I've shown you the videos. We have all the documents. We do all the testing every single day. I was just in the lab like 30 minutes ago, by the way. We have a technician there doing preventative maintenance of one of our ICP instruments. Kind of cool. She was showing me one of the octopoles. It's like, oh, we don't normally see those outside of the instrument, so that's interesting. But anyway, we sell clean food at healthrangerstore.com. We do our own testing because we don't trust anybody else. And that is a stance that is well justified because you really can't trust anybody. If you know, you can't trust suppliers, you know? So we got to test it ourselves, and that's what we do. So you can support us at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for listening. You can also follow my work at naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.
broccoli sprouts are nutritional powerhouses. Incorporate nutrient-dense broccoli sprouts into your daily routine with the Health Ranger Store's selection of lab-verified broccoli sprout products. Shop at healthrangerstore.com.